I want to give you first a chance to expand a little bit. We did talk about this a couple of weeks ago because it's very personal to you and State Representative Ken King, but the idea of right to try, the idea that there's an opportunity for people to possibly take some treatments that had not been approved by the FDA, go ahead and flesh that out for us a little bit, if you would.
Absolutely. You know, Ken and I lost our moms during the session, and tragedy, what do? You know, we got to turn it into something. So we started our KK 125 Foundation for ovarian cancer, and we have three goals, early detection and a cure, obviously, but then that third piece is compassionate care. There's folks get into a situation with a terminally diagnosed, and they need hope, they need optimism. The right to try, compassionate care gives those folks an opportunity, one, to live, and, you know, if it's not successful, you know, it gives them a better life as they're fighting the final days. I mean, it's a good opportunity for those people that are in dire straits, and we're glad that our organization, our foundation, is going to be able to help that. And you know, sitting in the state legislature and with the help of Congressman McCall in D.C., it looks like this is going to be a movement not only in Texas but nationally.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. So Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. So let's talk about subcommittees. Have you gotten some subcommittee appointments you can tell us about?
You know, this is an interesting world. Your reward for doing a good job is more committees. So, yes, we're appointed to a subcommittee on natural resources, which will help us folk on special water districts, mainly dealing with brackish water, and as we talk about aquifers, you know, this protecting landowners' right to the water underneath their land. This is going to be a very, very interesting subcommittee, and obviously focused on the needs of Texas and making sure we have plenty of water over the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
We've talked to Senator Schwertner yesterday and the week before about legislation that he's introduced that would be able to exempt small businesses who I think gross less than $4 million from having to pay the margins tax, which would bring bring relief, and I'm sure that lots of small business owners would be in favor of that. You have also introduced some legislation, this HB 2420, which has to do with granting a franchise tax credit in rural Texas communities, being under 3,000 people. Tell us a little bit about that legislation, if you would.
Well, you know, there's a large number of proposals this session to reform the franchise tax, and you know, our goal and hope is to help that we don't, as legislators, we remember and consider rural Texas. Rural towns don't have the same resources and tools to attract these businesses as larger cities and communities. So, you know, with bracketing it with less than 3,000 people, 2-year franchise tax credits for the salaries of paid to employees, this is going to help small towns. And as you and I talk about all the time, when you're representing Marlon, Bremond, Cassie, and Grosbeck, you know, these folks need help, and we're in the triangle. We're between Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. People are going to be traveling through this area. Let's give them an opportunity to stop and enjoy success as well.
I absolutely agree with that. And finally, the Texas Senate passed their first bill this week, that having to do with diverting some of the money that is gained from the sale of cars toward the highway fund. So there'd be a little bit of additional revenue there. As one member of the House, how do you feel about that bill?
Excellent. You know, we have given a mandate by the people of Texas that transportation is important, and it's our job to find ways to fund it. And Senate is out in front and doing what we need to do. I'm optimistic about the session. We've started off on the right foot, and, you know, as our body is a little bit bigger, we are moving a little slower, but the Senate is on point on this one, and I can't wait till it gets to the House.
Any high points we need to discuss that will be taken up between now and our conversation next Friday?
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head, except I'm going to stay happily married and wish my wife a happy birthday.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Very good. She's 23, as I recall. Is that about right?
You know what? She still looks like she's 23. That's the important part.
That's it. Very good. Kyle, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Scott, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's Kyle Cassell, and his entire interview will be archived on our website at WTAW.com. Jay Sokol here this